Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, if y'all see Susan pass out, y'all pick her up. I'm going to try to multitask stuff. She knows I can only do about three-fourths of one thing at a time. I want to read out some names of some folks who are involved in this, not to recognize them, but so you will recognize them and maybe go and ask them a question or come see me and we can get you plugged in. But I'm going to ask my buddy Buddy to go ahead and start a little thing. We're showing here what we did on some man's tree right here, then what we did in somebody's deck and somebody's messed up household stuff. Tim gave me, our members are Billy Linthicum, Glenn Clacker, Jonah Spencer, Laura Oaks, Jeff Combs, Mitch and Diane Jacobs, Julia Onks, Mike Wilson, Pete Donaldson, Nate Carmichael, Tim Clark, myself, and of course Dwight is sort of our supervisor. He be sure we do what we're supposed to do. Tim sent me a little note. If you look on the little Grace to Go booth that we have that Pastor was talking about, those are some emails that I got our folks to write to me to tell me what Grace to Go meant to them as they're serving on that team, where it's real for them. And also some of the folks that we've done stuff for have responded, and that's out there for you to see. But Tim Clark gave me a great summary, I think. He says, Grace to Go gives us an opportunity to reach out to others in the community who have physical and spiritual needs by involving more people in their various gifts. But you know, really, Jesus observed the need that we're trying to meet, meeting people on a level of humanity. In Matthew, the word says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then Christ said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. You know, not that what we're doing, but what the Lord has enabled us to do with his power. And there is a remedy for what Jesus observed. And it's not what Pastor is teaching us. It's not what Dwight said or anybody's telling you. It's just from God's self-disclosure, his word itself. If y'all would bow your heads and shut your eyes and meditate, I'm going to pray this scripture for us. Oh God Almighty, we have to acknowledge that we have each received gifts. Father, let us use it to serve one another as good stewards of your grace. Whoever speaks, Lord, let us speak as one who speaks your words. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that only you supply, in order that in every turn, in everything that we do, you may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. And God's people say, Amen.